Hello?
Mr. Schultz, sir. Here you are.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
George, you know, when you were talking about the economy yesterday, we have the... you were talking about the second quarter figures being revised upwards. This isn't for the purpose of using anything. I'm just doing it for my own background thinking. And you said the third quarter estimate at the present time was at 15, at July flattening out and so forth. Let me ask,
these figures have not been announced, and the 15 is this early flash estimate that they always change, but it's based largely on the July figures.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But July was flat or...
Was a little weaker.
Weaker,
I think things are...
But was there any significance in that, do you think? Why was July weaker? Or is that just the way economy goes? Sometimes it's
It doesn't go along at an absolutely even pace. I think that it is the sort of thing that we were kind of feeling, and certainly is an argument for giving a little extra stimulation, as the new policy did. I think Herb Stein would argue very strongly along that line. The September sales picture seems to be quite strong. There was a report in the paper today of the auto sales in the first 10 days of September that were just astounding, apparently.
Were they?
Yeah, way
up. Good. Good. Let me ask another thing. It seems to me that in terms of what if I get into any of this tomorrow, and I may have something to say on it when I if I see the press, I'm not sure I will, but I may.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that it's very important to set stage two in proper perspective. I think the perspective that is needed now is mainly to indicate that it's going to be effective. What I meant is, now you and I know that we haven't the slightest idea how to make it effective, or we have some ideas.
Yes,
but, on the other hand, I think we've got to indicate that there will be a follow-on program, that it will be effective to deal with this problem the American people want dealt with, and that that's you would agree, wouldn't you?
Yes,
that has to be strongly stated, or otherwise, I think we're going to have a real problem with regard to people saying, "Oh well, right after the 90 days, then we're off to the races again." Huh?
Right. I think I agree with that completely. I tried to draft a statement, or I drafted a statement last night that I sent in to you this morning with a suggestion on that for some words that you may or may not have gotten, but anyway, I was sent in.
Yeah, well, it's probably on its way over here now. I'm just reading. But I do feel that we've got to, and I think, George, we've got to indicate that there will be something other than a request for voluntary cooperation.
Oh, yeah, I think that has to be a real program.
A program of...
it's organized, and but I think that all these questions about what are the standards going to be, who is going to set the standards, how much of a sanction will there be, there going to be a tripartite?
Yeah, and are we going to move back?
Things we're working on.
And what are we going to do about deferred pay increase? I'm just saying, now those are matters that are under consideration.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to discuss them.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, don't worry. I'll stay miles away from
that. But it's very important, among other things, just for this vote on the six-month pay deferment.
That's right.
That people feel that there is going to be something effective in the private sector.
There will be effective, and to deal with both prices and wages, a continuing program to keep both prices and wages under control.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm going to say.
Right.
Okay.
Very good.
All right, George. Fine.
Yes,
Thank
sir.
You. Thank you.
Right.